Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy, his grace that we heard about on yesterday. Thank God for it. Thank God for all the saints that are here thus far and those who are on their way. We'll pray God's blessing be with them as they travel in this day. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before your throne of grace and mercy in the humblest way we know how. We seek your favor, seek your will for our lives, and ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou will have thine own way in the services today, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that you would bless each and everything that is done, that it be done to your glory and to your honor. Remember the saints of God who may be still on their way, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you would hasten them along safely over the highways. We pray that you keep them safe, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. And please, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we thank you for the saints of God who have gathered in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank you, Lord God, to look out and see our dear sister Lillian here, Lord God, and how you have blessed her, Lord God, how you have been with her, Lord God, and how, dear Heavenly Father, we can see, Lord God, as she's healing, dear Heavenly Father, in her body, dear Lord. We just ask, oh Lord, that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Grant her, Lord God, the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. And we know that Sister Lillian would give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father God, likewise, we thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Carol here this morning and how you have blessed her, Lord God, and been with her, Lord God. We want to thank you for and praise your name, Lord God, on her behalf and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her request for her family, Lord God, in a mighty way. Thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God, and how you have blessed this dear sister, Lord God, and ask your continued love and mercy be upon her. Remember her home, her household, her community, and where she lives, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless and be with them, dear Father. Ask, O Lord, that you remember her daughter, Debbie, in a special way, Lord God, and her family, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for Sister Regina and what you have done for this dear sister and how you've been so good to her, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, even seeing Sister Smith out in the audience, Lord God, we thank you for her. I know that her sister, Fifi, Lord God, is in the hospital, Lord God. And so we ask a special prayer for her sister, Lord God. Ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her, Lord, in a special way, Lord God, body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember Sister Smith, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, not to worry, but to commend it into your hands because you know all things and you do all things well. Thank you for all our brothers and sisters who are here this morning and ask that you would bless them. We pray, Lord God, that you remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs with the children. Lord God, ask your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father, as they minister to the children, dear Father. Remember the children that are here today, Lord God. We pray your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would give them the nourishment of their bodies, Lord God. They'd be able to come back up in the service and sit down, Lord God, and hear the word of God. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember, Lord God, and Brother Mann a special way, Lord God. We truly miss our dear brother, Lord God, and being in the house of the Lord. We know if he was able, he would be here, dear Heavenly Father. He's been a faithful soldier unto the Lord for many, many, many years, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we know right now, Lord God, he's just ailing in his body, dear Father. But Lord, we lift him up to you, Lord God, and ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would remember our dear brother as he heals from his fall, dear Heavenly Father. Bless him, dear Heavenly Father. Bless him in his mind. Keep him strong in his faith, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord God, to know that we are praying for him. We love him, dear Heavenly Father. We've reached out to him, Lord God, in every way we can, dear Heavenly Father. Whatever he stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would supply according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father God, likewise, remembering Sister Holmes, we don't see her, Lord God, and haven't reached out to her yet on the phone because, Lord God, she didn't call in to say that she wanted us us to, but we're trusting she's on her way. Dear Heavenly Father, ask that you would bless and bring them along safely over the highways. We thank you, Lord God, that you allowed her to see 96 years old on this past Wednesday, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. We know, Lord God, she's fighting on the good fight of faith, and she's laid hold on to eternal salvation. And so, Lord God, she's able to testify of all the goodness that you have been to her down through the years, and we thank you for that, and ask your blessings be upon her. Likewise, remembering Sister June this morning, Father, we thank you for our dear Sister June Webb, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon her and her family too, Lord God, knowing that Sister June would be here if she was able, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, she's honoring, dear Heavenly Father, as we said before, dear Father, her wedding vows, Lord, and caring for her companion, Lord God, Mr. Alonzo, dear Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless him, dear Father. Be with him, Lord God, strengthening body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed him with a beautiful wife, Sister June, Lord God. And Lord, she loves her family, loves her children, loves her daughters, Lord God, and her grandchildren. So we just ask, Lord God, that you would grant the desires of her heart. Be with her, Lord God, and watch over, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty, mighty way. Yes. Father God in heaven, we ask that you remember other saints, Lord God, we don't see that are normally here. Remember Brother Matthew, Lord God. Remembering Sister Sandy, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that likewise you remember our saints down in Florida, Sister Sanders and Sister Teresa, Sister Amy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this family, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your continued blessings be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Although they may be hundreds of miles away, Lord God, we are still, Lord God, as one family of God. And so we just ask that you would bless in every way that they stand in need of. Father, likewise, remember our dear sister Ferris Day and her family. They're in Boston, Lord God. And Lord, we're trusting, Lord God, she returned back home safely, Lord God, on yesterday, Lord God. So we lift her up to you, Lord God. It was good, as Sister Blake said, to lay eyes on our dear sister. So we just ask that you would continue to bless her in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to remember, Lord God, others who are sick and shut in that are on our list, dear Heavenly Father. We have co-workers, we have family members, we have, dear Heavenly Father, associates, neighbors, dear Heavenly Father, loved ones, dear Father, that, Lord, are sick, dear Father, in their bodies, Lord God. And so, Lord, we lift them up to you this morning and ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal them to your glory and to your honor. Father God, we want to say a prayer, a special prayer for my dear Aunt Sylvia, Lord God, and my cousin Danny, Lord God. They've come down with COVID, dear Lord, and so we know you're able. You're able to bless, able to bring them through, dear Heavenly Father. Commend them into your hands, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would bless them. Remember Danny's wife, Lorraine, Lord God, we found on yesterday, she has cancer, so we just ask that you would remember them in a special way, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you this day for all that you have done. Remember our president, Lord God, we understand he has COVID likewise. Remember the vice president and all the leaders, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our Congress, our judicial system, Lord God, the judges, Lord God, our governors, our mayors, Lord God, even our city, our townships, Lord God. Remember the neighborhood around this church, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we realized on Saturday, dear Heavenly Father, or maybe it was on Tuesday, Lord God, how they've made Wayne Avenue now a two-way street, dear Heavenly Father. And, oh, Lord God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, as we're traveling on this highway, Lord God, that you would grant traveling mercies, Lord God, dear Father, because we know, Lord God, when it was one way, dear Heavenly Father, going south, dear Heavenly Father, the cars were flying down. Now they've got both ways going, dear Lord. Help the saints of God to be careful, Lord God, and to be vigilant, Lord, to watch out, dear Father, for traffic going both ways, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just want to praise you this morning and ask that you would bless. Thank you for bringing the gas prices down, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, that our saints, Lord God, Sister India and others, Lord God, that have to go to work, Lord God, will be able, Lord God, to put gas in their cars, Lord God, and be safe, Lord God, as they're traveling, Lord God. Remembering Sister India this morning, Lord God, she's at work, dear Father, but she said, Lord God, when she's able, Lord God, she'll be on her way to the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for her bringing in little Infinity, Lord God, so she could be in Sunday school. Thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for the services on yesterday, Lord God, and thank you for the word on yesterday, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for those who came and received, dear Heavenly Father, your word, dear Father, and those who came, dear Father, and received, Lord God, the food that you had prepared for them, dear Father. We ask that it would be for a nourishment and a blessing of their bodies, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, that they would remember to thank you for that bountiful blessing that you have blessed them with. Father, thank you for the congregation and how you supply, dear Heavenly Father, so that we're able, dear Heavenly Father, to have the food pantry once a month, Lord God, and able to help out in the neighborhood, the community in which you have placed this congregation. Bless and be with us, dear Father. Help us, Lord God, to always be about our Father's business, dear Heavenly Father, doing the work of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Jesus told us in the Word of God that if we go out into the highway and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house might be filled. And Father, we've done that. And so we just ask, Lord God, that you let your words come to pass. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember all the saints who are gathered here this morning. Thank you for Sister Melita running the media, Lord God, and trusting Brother Pierre's on his way, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Brother Reggie, Lord God, ushering. Brother Tony, Lord God, will come in later, ushering, Lord God. And Brother Levester, Lord God, ushering, dear Father. Thank you for our trustees, Lord God, who are caring for the church, Lord God. We're experiencing some things going on, but Lord God, you're blessing in a mighty way, Lord God. You're still blessing, dear Father, your house of God. So we just ask that you would be with each and every one of us. Thank you for Sister Mellison, who will be leading a devotional service. Ask you would bless her, dear Father, in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember her home, dear Heavenly Father. You know all about her situation there, dear Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Blake, Lord God. We thank you for her, Lord God. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would heal them to your glory, to your honor, dear Father. We know our dear sister will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto your name, Lord God. You brought her a mighty long way, Lord God. And so, Lord, we're not going to count you out, dear Father, because we know you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. And so, Lord, we commend Sister Blake's eyes into your hands, Lord God, and ask, dear Father, that you would touch her and heal her to your glory, to your honor. We thank you for this, dear sister, Lord God. She uses her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, to do your will, dear Lord. And so we ask that you would bless accordingly, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, even for Brother Byrene, dear Father. We thank you even for yesterday, Lord God. And the message you gave him, Lord God, on mercy, Lord God, your mercy, Lord God, and your grace, dear Heavenly Father, has been extended unto each and every one of us each and every day, Lord God. We thank you for it and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother as he does the work of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, even when he's out on his truck, dear Heavenly Father, and he's coming in contact with others, Lord God. He's still telling them about Jesus. We thank you for that and ask the special prayer blessing be upon us. Remember our families as a whole, dear Heavenly Father. A lot of unsaved loved ones, dear Father. We're praying for them, Lord God, lifting them up to you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would hear our humble cry on behalf of the unsaved, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would save them before it's a day and hour too late, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those who are calling in and listening in on the broadcast this morning, Lord God, and ask, dear Father, if there's one soul, dear Heavenly Father, one soul that is out of the ark of safety, will step out and ask, what must I do to be saved? We pray, Lord God, that you would save them to your glory and to your honor. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence felt this morning already in the house of the Lord. Help us, Lord, to be lifted up in your word and strengthened in your might, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, not to get downcast about things, but Lord God, commend them into your hands, knowing that you're able to do all things but fail. Help us in the precious name of Jesus not to worry ourselves to the point, Lord God, where we have ourselves sick, dear Heavenly Father, and burdened down, Lord God. Because when we worry, that means we're not trusting you. And when we're burdened down, that means we haven't taken our burdens to the altar and left them there with Jesus, Lord God. So help us in the name of Jesus to do that, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, yeah, Lord Father, we want souls to be saved. We want souls to be in the house of God. But, Lord, if they choose not to be, dear Father, then our hearts said amen to your will, dear Father. So help us in the name of Jesus to be all that you have called us out to be this day. Father, and we'll be so careful, Lord God, to give your name the praise, the glory and the honor. I just want to thank you this morning, likewise, dear Father, for what you've done for me, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that your word will go forth as you've given it to me, dear Heavenly Father. I will preach it according to your word, dear Heavenly Father. Have thine own way in our lives this morning, dear Father. Bless us. Remember our officer trip, Lord God. We pray a special blessing upon him, Lord God, and ask that you would remember him, Lord God, in a mighty way. Remembering, Lord God, as it's coming to my mind, dear Father, Sister Ruth, Lord God, she's coming to my mind. Remember her, Lord God. Speak to her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Likewise, Brother Steve Dodaro, dear Father, he's coming to my heart likewise too, dear Father. I don't see Mr. Dalton yet, dear Father, but speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Mr. Cunningham. Remember Mr. Ray, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Likewise, remember Rob, dear Heavenly Father, and Rose, dear Father. Oh, Father God, Mr. Curtis, Lord God, all around the church, dear Heavenly, the perimeters of this church. Remember these households, Lord God. We see children in them, Lord God, that ought to be in Sunday school. But, Lord God, we're going to leave it in your hands and ask that you would bless. Have thine own way in the services today. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Morning. Shall we turn in our hymnal to page 105? 105 in the Worship the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Praise God. It's God.
Amen. The Lord.
Faithful. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See the sun giving light is God. Feel the breeze in the tree is God. And the love that I feel is God.
Giving glory to God this morning, thanking him because he is our all in all. Amen. We don't need to look any farther than to God. Amen. So glad to be in the house of God this morning. So glad to be among each and every one of you. Glad to see you, Sister Holmes. Sister Baleen, thank you. Amen. So glad to see you, see your smile this morning. Amen. To know that God has been good to you and he's been good to me and everyone else who's here. Amen. Also glad to see Sister Lillian, to know that she was in Sunday school this morning. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Glad to see our children. Just glad to be in the house of God. Thankful for the prayer rendered by Pastor Jenkins, and we give honor to her this morning because we know that the Lord is blessing her too. Amen, as he is each and every one of us. Thank the Lord. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. Amen. We know that on last Lord's Day, we were thankful for Sister Holmes, who was saying that if the Lord blesses her to see Wednesday, that she would celebrate her 96th birthday, and God so willed.
Amen.
And so now we can say thank God.
Amen.
That he blessed her to see her birthday. Amen. Amen. So doesn't know we can give glory to God even as we celebrate each day and year of life. Amen. And I just feel led to read the thought for today. I'll read it, Lord's will, at the end and during the announcements, but I just feel led to read it even now. It says, not everyone is given a chance to grow old. So thank God in the morning for another day to live, and thank him in the evening for getting you through the day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. You know, the bulletin says not everyone's given a chance to grow old. I would say not everyone is blessed to grow old, because that's a blessing. Longevity is a blessing from God. Amen. Thank God. Again, our responsive reading is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began,
but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Together, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Amen.
Praise God. Do you know who you believe?
Amen.
As a child of God, we know who we have believed. And we're persuaded that he is able Amen. To keep that which we have committed. We committed our life and our all to him. Amen. So we're persuaded that he's able to keep us until the day of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Mom, that last, the last verse of that song says, I know not when my Lord shall come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air, but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. This is a no-so salvation. Amen. Amen. And if we know whom we believe, we know he is able to answer our prayers. He is able because he hears our humble cry. Amen. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or by uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
No water, no hot water, whatever.
My. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Regina and her appointment with her doctor and also JC Village, that something will happen where they're able to supply just even basic services to people, water and hot water and power and all the things that are necessary. Amen. You know that God is able. Sometimes the enemy tries to send things to send discouragement, but God can overcome anything that the devil might try to throw in the way. And remember Sister Regina in a special way. Sister Carol. Amen. 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 Sister Carol's request for John Marshall, Priscilla Marshall's, John Marshall's wife, Priscilla Marshall, and who's had a stroke, and also remember family and friends, and Stephanie West's brother was located, and so we were praying that she would be able to locate him, and we thank God for that. Sister Holmes. Amen, amen. Sister Holmes thanks the Lord for allowing her to be in the service today, and she thanks God, or thanks the saints for their prayers to God for her. Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. Remember Jaslyn much in prayer. She was not feeling well this morning. So lift her up in prayer. Sister Smith. Amen. Amen. You remember Sister Smith? Remember her sister who's in the hospital? And remember Sister Smith as she goes to visit with her, that the Lord would, that she said would help her to be an encouragement and an enlightenment, that she would be able to tell her about the Lord. Sometimes people won't listen to you until they're in a hospital, or as people say, in a strait betwixt two, between a rock and a hard place. And so we ask the Lord to open her heart's ear to listen to Sister Smith, and that the Lord would tell Sister Smith what to say, just enough, not too much, not too little, and with a tone of love. Because God, the Spirit of God, is able to break through stony hearts. Amen. Are there other requests, Sister Carol? Yes. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes, the Lord. Because with the rain we've been having, I'm sure it's growing and growing. So, amen.
Sister Blake just asked that you continue to remember me. I thank the Lord for his many blessings. Continue to remember our family up north, our Aunt Sylvia, Cousin Danny. They both have COVID. And remember Danny's wife, Lorraine, who found out she has cancer. So we ask that you remember. Thank you.
Hey, amen. Amen. Remember family. I'll say the Johnson, the Dill family, relatives up in Macedonia, Ohio. Two have COVID. Their Aunt Sylvia has COVID, and she's in her 90s, isn't she? She's in her 90s, and she has COVID, and her son has COVID also. So remember them, and her son's wife has been diagnosed with breast cancer. So just remember that family much in prayer. Remember our speaker today. Remember Pastor Jenkins much in prayer. We thank God for his anointing on Brother Byrene, for the message that he brought on food pantry service yesterday. We thank God for every utterance of his word of truth, that souls can hear it and be touched, be moved to come to the Lord, those who don't know the Lord. All general requests, we all need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Millicent would take us to the throne of grace. If you have a need, the altar is waiting, and Jesus is there.
Should we turn our evening light to page 313, 313 in the evening light? Every hour for Jesus. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, then the chorus. Page 313. Evening light. 313. Bless you.
Every hour for Jesus shall our motto be. There is plenty of work we may do. We may all be busy till the Lord we see, till he comes for his faithful few. Every hour for Jesus we must work and pray. We shall never be slothful or tired, for the time is coming, so his word does say, when our work shall be tried by fire. Every hour for the Lord, every hour for the Lord let us spend. Every hour for Jesus till he comes again, when the labor of life shall end. Every hour for Jesus, and whatever I do, I must have his approval on me. If I do hard service with the Lord in view, he will bless me and keep me free. Every hour for Jesus, there is work for all. Spend your time in Sing ye ready, waiting for his every call. Soon he'll say, is he up, come home. Hurry up for the Lord. Hurry up for the Lord. Every hour for Jesus till he comes again. When the labor of life shall end.
Amen, amen.
Great.
Shall we bow our heads? Father, we come this morning with gratefulness in our hearts. One more time just to say thank you, dear God. Thank you for all that you have done for us. And this another day, dear God. You've blessed us, dear Father, over the highways and byways. Father, to come in, dear Father, to your house, dear Father, to hear your precious word this morning. Father, for this we say thank you, dear God. Father, there are many, dear God, who have arisen that don't have the mind, dear Father, to come to hear your word this morning. But Father, we're praying and we're thankful that you have brought us into the house this morning to hear your precious word, to eat upon your word, dear Father, to hear what new you have for us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Father, you heard the requests that have went forth this morning. I may not remember them all, but Father, we know you heard them, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would bless according to your precious will and glory, dear God. Lead, guide, and protect us all, Father. Make us a way out of no way, dear Father. Lord God, we thank you for the services as it was mentioned upon yesterday, dear God, on mercy. We thank you for the mercy in which you have extended unto each and every one of us, dear Father. Your grace, dear Father, Lord God, because if you didn't give us mercy and grace, where would we be, dear God? We'd be lost in this dying world, dear Father. And Father, for thee, we say thank you, dear Father, for all that you have done for us. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember those that were out there, Father. Lord God, we ask that you would bless their Father. Some said they'd be back, dear God. We haven't seen them as of yet, but service is just getting started, dear Father. We don't know whether they will or won't walk through those doors. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless their Father. Lord, it did my heart good as we sat there and heard the word. Kevin was sitting there, dear Father, and agreeing, dear Father. He was saying amen to your word, dear Father. Lord God, for this we say thank you, dear God. Father, he obviously knows something about thee, dear Father, so we ask that you continue to remember Kevin in a mighty way, dear Father. Give him the strength he stands in need of, dear God. We thank you for him and ask that you would just bless him, dear God. He seems to be here almost every time the doors are open for food pantry, Lord Father, to receive what he needs, dear God. So, Father, we thank you and ask that you would just bless this young man in a mighty way. Likewise, the young lady that was here, dear Father, we ask that you watch over her. Father, she says she doesn't live far from here, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you would bless her, watch over and protect her, dear God. Father, she says she didn't have a home church. Father, so we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless. I invited her back out and told her there was a pamphlet inside the box, dear Father, that she could read and find out the service times and all that we do. So, Father, so we ask that you would remember her in a mighty way, dear God. Bless her, dear Father, we pray. Likewise, Rob, dear Father, we ask that you be with him. Father, many times he said he's coming, dear Father. We haven't seen him as of yet. The Father, thou knowest, dear God, we leave him in your hands, dear Father, and just ask that you would speak to his soul and let him see, dear Father. He can't keep telling us Sunday after Sunday he's coming, dear Father. Those are promises he may be saying to us, but he's promising to you, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to his heart, dear Father, that he'd make his way across the street, dear Father, to the house of God. Father, we ask that you remember the request that came forth this morning. We ask that you remember Sister Regina, dear God. You heard her request. Father, we ask that you go before her for her doctor appointments, dear Father, this coming week. Father, we ask that you would bless her and keep her, dear Father. Strengthen her in her body, dear God. Give her what she stands in need of, dear Father. We thank you for what you've done for her even at this point. And Father, just ask that you would continue to protect her, dear God. Remember her in her house village, dear Father. Lord God, where she resides. Father, we ask that you will remember this, dear Father. Lord God, those who take care of this facility, dear Father, that they have things together, dear Father, for them. Father, we each need running water and hot water, dear Father, and electricity to do the things we need to do, dear Father, to prepare for thee, dear God, to read upon your word, dear Father. We just ask in the name of Jesus that you'd watch over and protect these people in this home, dear Father. Lord God, you know all about it, dear Father, and what it is that's causing this problem. Father, we ask that you would bless according to your precious will. Father, we also ask that you remember Sister Beverly, dear God. You heard her request. Father, we ask that you strengthen her, dear God. Father, you know all about her grasp. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you put a stir, a fire up underneath her family that said they'd come and take care of this. Father, you know all about it, dear Father. Lord God, no one wants their grass just growing wild, and they're in the home, dear Father, and the neighborhood looks good, dear Father, till you look at my yard. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless their Father. Lord God, is concerned upon her heart. Father, remember the request of the loved ones, dear Father, she put in a request for. Father, some have not been well, dear Father. Some have had a stroke, dear God, but we're asking, dear Father, that you bless in a mighty way, dear God. You know all about this young lady or this lady, dear Heavenly Father, that's had the stroke. Father, we ask that you bless her according to your will. You know her life, dear Father, and how she lives. Father, we ask that you would bless, remember Sister Carol, she continued to always be a witness before them, dear God, all of her family and whom she goes to and fro, dear Father, speaking to. We ask that you would just bless her, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. Father, we ask, dear Father, likewise, that you will remember the children. We thank you for seeing them this morning, dear Heavenly Father. You brought them out. Father, we ask that you would be with each and every one of them, dear God, even as school is will be starting up here in the next few weeks, dear God. We ask that you prepare them, dear God, to get themselves ready for school and sleeping, dear Father, and be able to be awake in class. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would just bless according to your will. Touch them even this morning, dear Father, that they'd be awake in the service and taking the scriptures, dear Father. Lord, they're of age, dear Father, to know about thee. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father, because time is winding up, dear Father. They're of the age, dear Father, of accountability. They know about your word, dear Father. We hear it in the Sunday school, dear God, and they're answering, dear Father. So, Lord God, we ask that you speak to their souls, dear Father. They step out and say, I want to be saved. The Lord is beckoning unto my heart. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you be with these children, dear Father, each and every one of them. Remember Jasmine, who's not in this today, dear Father. Lord, not feeling well in body. Father, we ask that you be with her, dear Father. Likewise, her soul, dear Father, needs to be saved, dear Father. Lord, she knows a lot about your word, dear Father. So, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you too, likewise, speak to her soul while she's at home. Not well, dear Father. Her ears are still working, Father. So we ask that you would bless according to your precious will and glory. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Smith, dear Father. You know all about her. We thank you for her and ask that you continue to strengthen her, dear Father. Give her what she stands in need of. Father, bless her as she goes to see her sister, dear God, this afternoon. We ask that you watch her and protect her, dear God, that she find her doing well. Father, give Sister Smith the words to say, dear God, unto her sister. Lord, she's not claiming salvation, dear Father. So we ask, dear God, that you bless her in a mighty way. None of us know how long we'll be up on this earth. But Father, we want to be ready when you call upon our name. We want to be ready, dear Father. Not saying I'm trying to get ready, but we got to be ready, dear Father, because that time will come in the twinkling of an eye, dear Heavenly Father. We can't twinkle our eye quick enough as you would take our lives out of this world. So, Father, we ask that you help us all to be ready, dear Father, when you call for us. Father, we ask and thank you, Father, for seeing Sister Lillian this morning. We ask that you give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. She's feeling better in her body, dear Father. We thank you, dear Father, for your touch upon her because a few months ago, dear Father, she wasn't, dear God. And each time she presses her way, dear Father, she seems to be getting better and better. And, Father, for this we say thank you, dear God, and just ask that you bless her. She is a living testimony of how you can work, dear Father, in a person's life. And, Father, we ask that you continue to bless her, Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. Father, we ask that you also remember Sister Kiba, she comes to my mind. Be with her, dear God. Bless and keep, dear Father. You know all about her, dear Father. We ask that you would have your own divine way. Watch over and protect her, dear Father, we pray. Father, we bring her out to the house of thee, dear Father. She hear your word, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Sister India. We thank you for her. Father, we thank you that she came this morning and dropped off Little Infinity, dear God. And Father, you blessed her, dear Father, to be here for the Sunday school service, dear Father. And this is where children get their start, dear Father, to learn about thee. Father, to get in their mind that who you are, dear Father, you're not a babe in a manger, dear Father, that people are bringing gifts to, dear Father. You are sitting, Jesus, you are sitting on the right hand of God, and Father, interceding for each and every one of our souls. So, Father, we thank you, dear God, that the children are coming out to hear your precious word. Father, we ask that you would be with them, dear Father, lead, guide, and protect them, dear God. Father, they're able to share, dear Father, even with their neighborhood children, dear Father, and when they go back to school, dear Father, and they see things going on, dear Father, they stay out of those things because it's not of thee, dear God, or they're able to say to a friend, you shouldn't do that because Jesus doesn't like it, dear Father. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you will remember our little ones, dear Father. Remember little Olivia, dear Father. Lord's will will celebrate a birthday later this week. We ask that you would be with her, dear Father. Bless her and keep her, Father. We thank you for her, dear God, and all that you have done for this little one. Father, we ask that you would bless her, dear Father. She's come a long way, and we say thank you, Lord. Nothing's too hard for thee. Your word says, I believe it's Genesis 18:14, just that the A part of that is anything too hard for the Lord. So, Father, we just say thank you for all that you've done for her, dear God. Ask that you continue to be with her, Lord, Father. Strengthen her in her little body. Give her what she stands in need of, dear Father, we pray. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre. Thank you for them, dear Father, and all that you've done for them, dear God. Give them what they stand in need of, dear Father. Lord, a young couple bringing up their children in the righteousness of thee, dear Father. Lord, little Liam and Tatum, dear God. We ask that you be with them, dear Father, as they go, as Tatum goes to school, dear Father, and coming home, dear Father, the things he's learning. Father, we ask that you watch over and protect him, dear Father. Lord, give him what he stands in need of, dear Father, and blind his eyes to the things that shouldn't be. Father, we ask likewise with little Liam, dear Father, continue to strengthen him, give him what he stands in need of, dear Father. We thank you for them, dear God, and just ask that you bless. Father, we remember the days when they were born, dear God, just little tiny fellows, and now we're looking at them, dear Father, just growing and running and doing, dear Father. We say thank you, dear Father, for all that you've done, not only them, but all of our children. We ask that you bless them, dear Father. Lord, remember Madeline and Jacob, dear Father. Lord, as you bring them to my mind, Father, we ask that you continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. They were brought up right here. They know the way, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you speak to their hearts, dear Father. They may be miles away from us, but you see and know everything that takes place in their lives. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Byrene, dear Father, who stands in truth before his family and his wife, dear Father. We ask that you remember Judy in a mighty way, dear Father. Bring her out, dear God, that she hear the truth of your word. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that she seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, you said in your word, dear Father, we can lead them, dear Father, but they have to come to you. It's an individual walk with thee, dear Father. We can't be saved for someone else, dear God. We can live before them, dear Father. The husband or the wife, dear Father, can sanctify them through the walk they walk before them. But we can't save them, dear Father. So, Lord, they can't get in, dear Father, on our shirt tails, so to speak, to thee, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you would bring them out, dear God, that they too would hear the word of God, dear Father, and receive it to live for themselves, dear Father, for thee. Now, Father, we ask that you remember Brother Jackson. You know his request up on his heart about his son, dear Father, and his family. Father, the different ones, his grandchildren, dear Father, and all that they're doing. Father, they soon will be leaving for college if they're going to college, dear Father. We ask that you would bless them. Watch over and protect them, dear God. Give them the strength in which they stand in need of. Lead, guide, and direct them, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Sister Holmes, Thor. You heard her request. She's thankful to be here in the house of God, dear Father, and we're thankful that she's here. Father, we just ask that you bless her, dear Father. We thank you for allowing her to see another birthday this past Wednesday, dear Father. Lord God, you've been so good to her, dear Father, and for this week they say thank you on her behalf, as well as she has been thanking you, dear God. She told me one day, dear Father, she never thought she'd live to see this time. But Lord God, we don't know our time. We just have to live for thee in the time that you give us, dear God. And Father, we thank you for all that you have done for this sister, dear God, in Zion, asking that you continue to bless her, Father, bless her children as they care for their mother, dear Father. They each have a duty to do. And Father, they so graciously do this for their mother. And we thank you, dear God. They keep her and watch over and protect her, dear Father. Lord God, give them what they each stand in need of. If they know thee not, dear Father, we ask that they would seek thee before it's everlasting too late. We know Sister Holmes is living before them, dear God, as you would have her to live. So, Father, we ask that you would bless according to your will. Father, we ask that you please remember Brother Mann. Father, you know all about him, dear God. Father, watch over and protect him. Father, you know what he stands in need of, dear God, in his body, dear Father. I'm not sure how he fell, dear God, but, Father, you know, dear Father, we just ask that you touch him in his body. We thank you, dear God, it wasn't a fall that he's broken anything, or, Lord God, that he was put out, dear Father. We say thank you. But touch him in his legs, dear God. Touch him in his body. His one leg, I understand, is swelling, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you bless him in a mighty way. He's not out this morning, dear God, but, Father, you know. Father, you give us wisdom and know when we can't get up to go, dear Father. You give us wisdom to know when we need to be up and going. So, Father, we ask that you bless him in his home, dear Father, while he's there. Remember his family, Joe and his wife Becky, their father, and his granddaughter Logan as they care for him, their father. We ask that you'd watch over and protect them. Speak to their souls, their father. They know thee not in the free pardon of their sin, their father. They seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Their God, that they would even come out with Brother Mann to service their father, to hear the word, their father, firsthand for themselves. Father, as I said, their father, you showed me it's not, we can't live for one another. We have to live for ourselves, for thee. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you draw them out likewise. Give them what they stand in need of, their Father. Lord God, if there be any I fail to remember, ask that you would bless. Remember Sister Melita's request, their Father. Lord God, remember her family down in Georgia. We ask that you bless them. Remember Brother Pierre. We thank you for seeing him come in. Be with him, dear Father. You know what he too stands in need of. Thank you, dear God. He said when he's off work, he would be here, dear Father, and he was true to his word. Father, we thank you for seeing him come in. Just ask that you bless him. Watch over and protect him. Remember those around the church, dear Father. Those that we normally would come in, dear Father. We haven't seen some as of yet, dear Father. Remember Mr. Dalton, Father, in a mighty way, dear God. We ask that you be with him. Speak to his heart, dear Father, that he seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, remember Brother Matthew, dear God, giving the strength he stands in need of, Father. We pray that you be with him, dear Father. Lord God, likewise, Sister India, Father, bless her and keep her, Lord. She says she'd be here after work. Give her what she stands in need of, dear God, we beg of thee. Now, Father, we ask that you remember Sister Jenkins. We thank you for her, dear Father, and ask that you be with her, dear Father. She stands before us to proclaim the truth of your precious word. Give her the strength in which she stands in need of as she stands here, dear Father. Lord God, open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, dear Father, to get something to eat upon, dear Father, even the furtherance of this week. We don't know what this week may hold for us, dear Father. But, Lord, we need your word each and every day. We need you walking, us walking in thee, dear Father, each and every day, every moment of the day. So, Father, we ask that you give her what you, give us what you have given her to give to us, dear Father, that we would receive it and take it in, each and every one of us. Not try to give it to the one behind us or the one beside us, but take it in for ourselves. And, Father, we also ask that you remember our family, who suffering in body, dear God, up in the Cleveland area. We ask that you would bless them in a mighty way, dear Father. Remember Aunt Sylvia in a mighty way. Be with her, Lord Father. Bless her and keep her, strengthen her, heal her in her body. Likewise, Danny, dear Father, give him the strength he needs, dear Father. And, Lord, we ask that you please remember Lorraine. Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. We ask that you would bless her, Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear Father. Most of all, speak to their souls, dear God, of those that know they not, dear Father. They need you walk, they need to be walking in your light, dear Father. Lord God, none of us know what may come upon these bodies. We don't know what's going on inside, but only you know, dear Father. So, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, you speak to hearts, Father. Lead, guide, and protect us all. Make us a blessing, dear Father, we pray. We ask these and all blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Welcome. Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. This is the fourth Sunday of the month. So the special offering is for missionaries. And as we file past the offering plate, that offering may be placed in the center plate, and your tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you, Lord, for all that you are to us, knowing, dear God, that you have given us, Lord, such a gift in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear God, and knowing, dear Father, that we can never outgive you, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're not bringing gifts to you, dear God. For, Lord, we realize, Lord, that when we give our hearts and lives to you, dear God, Lord, we're just giving you that, Lord, which you have already created. And Lord, when we bring in our tithes and offerings, Lord, we are bringing them in obedience to your word. And we know, dear Lord, that we can never outgive you anyway. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us. And Lord, as we bring in our tithes and offerings in obedience, Lord, to thee, dear God, it is, Lord, with cheerfulness that we bring them, because we know, Lord, your word says that you love a cheerful giver. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would receive these tithes and offerings, Lord, and that you would use them to your glory and to your honor, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would multiply them, Lord, as only you can, dear God. Lord, that the house of God, dear Father, might be blessed and that souls might be blessed as you give direction. And we pray, dear God, that your spirit, Lord, would give us wisdom, dear Father, on how, dear Father, the offerings will be used, dear God. Because, Lord, we don't want to do anything that's out of your will, Lord. But truly, Lord, we want you to be glorified in all things. We pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver and that you would use all, dear Father, that you might be glorified. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply pained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the
request my brother, Lavester Jackson, satisfies my soul.
Mine too.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
For me, the blessed Savior came, His great salvation to proclaim. Oh, glory to His precious name! It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. His wonderful salvation how it satisfies my soul. Salvation is unmeasured grace. It fills us for the prison race. Unveils the Father's smiling face. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It wonderful salvation how it satisfies my soul. Salvation brings a freedom life. It changes darkness into light and makes the Christian pathway bright. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It's wonderful salvation how it satisfies my soul. Salvation brings abiding peace. Its shining glory there is free. Its flowing rivers never cease. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation how it satisfies my soul. Salvation makes us happy here, surpassing all that earth holds dear, and fills the drooping heart with cheer. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation how it satisfies my soul. Salvation richer far than gold, than glittering gems that turn to mold. It's wealth the language air has told. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation how it satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation how it satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my happy soul. Amen, amen. Praise God, this wonderful salvation. How it satisfies my soul.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for this wonderful salvation. Amen. 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 Praise our God.
Amen.
To be able to say that song is a testimony, isn't it? It's a testimony. Amen. Praise God. So glad to know that this great salvation can give you satisfaction that this old world cannot give you.
Amen.
No matter how much money you accumulate, no matter how famous you may be, no matter how many followers you might have on Instagram, no matter what, money, power, whatever it might be, nothing can satisfy the soul like a salvation from God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. So thankful to have our visitors. We just want to briefly acknowledge you and thank God that you are here. Miss Nyla Holloway and Mrs. Tanya Holloway. Amen. So glad to have you this morning. And just know that you're welcome now, today. You're welcome every day, every Lord's Day that we're gathered together. So glad that you are here. And we pray that that you will just feel very welcome here.
Amen.
We thank God for you, for your presence. Glad to see Brother Joseph. Thank God that you're here today. Just glad to be in the house of God. And going to offer prayer. We're thankful for Sister Holmes being here. And near the close of service, at the time of announcements, we want to give Sister Holmes an opportunity to bring her birthday offering and give her testimony. And because we thank God for his many, many blessings on her and what a blessing she has been down through the years. And we just thank God. Thank God. Before our pastor comes before us, we're going to stand and look to the Lord in prayer, lifting her up to the Lord, knowing that she's looking to the Lord to give her utterance out of his spirit. She's looking to the Lord to give her the strength to deliver the message that he has given her to give to us. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer and be agreed. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for helping us, Lord, to gather together this morning, dear God, in your name. Lord, we know, Lord, we could not have been here, Lord, except for your mercies. Even as Brother Byron preached about your mercies yesterday at food pantry service, Lord, we know it's because of your mercies, dear God. Your mercies that were new this morning, Lord, for us, Lord, that allowed us to rise and to come together in your name in the house of God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear Father, that your spirit would have his way, dear God, in this service. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would grant power from on high, dear God, and touch Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to preach your word, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that your word is able to change lives and hearts and minds, dear God. Lord, your word, dear God, and your spirit is able, Lord, to take a soul in sin, Lord, and turn that life upside down, dear God, to walk in the light of your holiness and in your word. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, for your anointing, dear God, upon Pastor Jenkins. Give her power from on high, Lord, to preach your word, dear God. And, Lord, give us understanding, dear God, Lord, to understand it, to believe it, Lord, and to walk in your word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each heart and soul, Lord, that are here today, dear God, and even those who are listening, dear God, on the phone, dear God, or by the system, dear God. Lord, however it is that they're going to receive your word this morning, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us, Lord, the anointing and the understanding, Lord, that we might get, Lord, all our portion, dear Father, that you intend for us to get this morning. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that it will be good for our souls. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Welcome to the house of God, to the Holloway family. Thank God for you being here. Thank God for the saints that are here today. And God for those, as has been said, who's listening in. And those we normally see that are not here, we pray they're maybe on their way or they're listening in this morning. Just thank God for all that he has done for us and being in our presence already today. Amen. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. In our hearing this morning, we read 2 Timothy, the first chapter. verses 1, 8 through 12, Second Timothy 1, verses 8 through 12. We would like to go back there to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for all that he has done for us. As has been said, we thank God for the beautiful message he blessed our dear brother with on yesterday at the food pantry. And thank God I received my portion as to what the Lord was sharing with us on God's mercy. Because we know it's his grace and his mercy has brought us through. We thank God. Thank God for his word. Lord bless. We would like to go back there and look at verse 9 to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, before the world began. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, true salvation. True salvation. The last Lord's Day, we left off with saying the remedy for mankind's sin problem is found in believing and accepting Jesus Christ into one's life. The sole purpose for Christ's coming was to offer the perfect sacrifice to save humanity from sin and the eternal consequences of sin. We are told in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This scripture does not mean that Jesus actually became sin itself. It does not mean that he became a sinner, not even for a moment. No, he was not guilty of sin. This was all done so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That is how Christ Jesus paid our sin debt to God. He had no sin in himself. 1 Peter 2, verses 21 and 22 of that scripture read, he said, for even hereunto, praise our God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not. Meaning when he was there on the cross hanging for you and I, when he was being chastised, when he was being beaten, when all the things and all the comments were being said to him, he did not lash back out at those that were doing it to him. He said, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. He didn't threaten him whatsoever. He went, it says, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. You think about that. He took on our sins and he bore them on the tree. He said, we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the bishop, shepherd and bishop of your souls. You see, our sins were imputed to him. He took the just penalty that our sins deserved. God, his Father, made him to be sin for us, which means that Jesus, although sinless, was treated as if he were not. Although he remained holy, he was regarded as guilty of all the sin in the world. With this in mind, he became our substitute, the recipient of God's judgment against sin. Now you and I can stand before God righteous, just as Jesus is sinless. We're told these words in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him, meaning God, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You see, Jesus became sin for us, and through that, he gave us his righteousness. He was the only one that was worthy to redeem us back to the Father when he agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane. And if you don't remember the story, I asked you in your leisure to go to Luke, the 22nd chapter, and read the story of when Jesus was there in the garden and he was agonizing for you and I. He had you and I on his mind. He knew that if he did not become sin for us, we would have no avenue for our sins. He made it possible for you and I to be able to return to Almighty God, to be able to even come into the presence of God himself, God his Father. That means if we repent and believe and live in sweet obedience to the Father's will, we will be assured of a heavenly home, eternal in the heavens. Jesus did that in Gethsemane for you and I. When you go over to that scripture in Luke, turn there for a moment with me and look at what it says there. I'm going to start there with verse 39. And I ask you to pray for my eyes. For some reason, it seems like my glasses, something is not working here. But I'm going to step out in faith and believe that God is able. Because without him, I cannot see the word of God. So I'm going to trust in God that he will make a way. So he says there in verse 39, and it came out, and he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, he told his disciples, he said, pray that ye enter not into temptation. You know, saints of God, this is like you and I today. We've got to do the same thing in order for us to resist temptation. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We're living in a time right now. We're being tempted on every hand. Things are happening all around us in a nanosecond. And we need to be able to pray to Almighty God that we enter not into temptation. We don't allow the devil to draw us into a situation and to cause us to lose our soul, because you can easily lose your soul in the day and time in which we are living if you don't have on the armor of God. He went on to say, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. Oh, if our Heavenly Father could pray, if our Savior Jesus Christ that pray with Heavenly Father, how much more should you and I offer up prayer to Almighty God? He, when we're going through a situation, when something is presenting itself before us, he went on to there and said, saying, Father, if thou be willing, he said, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, we've got to get to the point when we go to God in prayer and ask God for something. If it's not God's will, we got to say, not my will, but thine will be done. And there appeared as an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. You thank God for the angels that are able to strengthen us. Thank God for the word. When we get into the word of God and we hide it away in our heart, God's word is able to strengthen us when we are going through a situation. How many have found that to be so? How many have found when you're going through something, that the word of God will strengthen you to be able to go through it? What are you saying, Sister Jenkins? I'm saying to you this afternoon, when you're going through something, always remember you can lift up your eyes unto the hill from whence cometh your help, knowing your help cometh from God. Lift them up and call on Almighty God. Don't allow the enemy to have you resort back to your old life, but stand and have your loins gird about with the truth of God's eternal word. He went on to stay there. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Oh, there's sometimes things of God when things are coming on us, when an enemy is coming in, we've got to pray a little bit more earnestly for God to make a move in a situation. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, he said he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And you think about this, saints of God, our Savior
Savior was agonizing over you and over me and over all the sins of this world. He knew he was the only one that was worthy to go to the cross to die for mankind. He knew had no sin in his life. Moses wasn't worthy. David wasn't worthy. Isaac wasn't worthy. Jacob wasn't worthy. But Jesus Christ was the worthy Lamb that was able to go to Almighty God and to die for you and I on the cross. He said it when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. You think about it, saints of God. This is just like it is with you and I. You know, sometimes we have a burden, and our load may be a little heavy. We may call on the other saints to pray. But see, they may pray, and they may go off and go to sleep. But all that burden is still heavy upon you. When Jesus came back, he found the disciples. He found them asleep. He found them because they were sleeping. He found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep you? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude. And he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. We're getting ready to pray before Almighty God. The enemy is at work. He is busy even when we're down on our knees praying before our Heavenly Father. The enemy of our soul is busy every single day of the week. That's why we ought to thank God every day for the blessing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Although sin came into the world through one man, Adam, the Bible says that forgiveness, redemption, and salvation for the world also came through one man. And that man is the man Christ Jesus. Because of Christ's love, we now can inherit righteousness and receive salvation from eternal punishment. Oh, Jesus' death on the cross and his shed blood fully paid the sin debt that you and I owe. This is why we do not work for our salvation, but instead we receive salvation as a gift from Almighty God. Praise our God. We are told these words in Ephesians 2, verse 8. He says to us there in that scripture, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Do you believe your salvation this afternoon is a gift from God? It is the unmerited favor of God that was shed down upon us. He went on to say, not of works, lest any man should boast. We have nothing to boast about because we are saved. It was all because of Almighty God. But we thank God he saved us, and thank God that he keeps us by his grace. Praise our God. God has offered through his son, Jesus Christ, the free gift of salvation from sin and all of sin's consequences. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe that this afternoon? You see, all mankind is eligible to receive this free gift by believing and accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We are told these words in John, the first chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He says there, starting in verse 12, he said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Do you believe this afternoon? Do you believe on the name of Jesus Christ? I say to the lost this afternoon, our Heavenly Father is not willing to see anyone perish, but he is seeking for all to repent. According to 2 Peter, the third chapter, look at what it says there in that scripture reading. He says, 2 Peter 3, verse 9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering. Oh, see, our Heavenly Father is long-suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the God we serve. He is long-suffering. Oh, brother talked about his mercy on yesterday, and that mercy is God's long-suffering. God's hand is stretched. Jesus stretched out his hand and come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. That's the mercy of Almighty God. It is long-suffering toward mankind. It's not God's will that any should perish, that all should come to God. See, God's remedy for sin has always been found in one accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You see, there's no other way into the kingdom of God. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, it is only through Jesus Christ that we can receive eternal forgiveness for our sins. Apart from Jesus Christ, you are in a hopeless condition, standing before Almighty God. Well, I know that there are times, those in this world today, right now, that will tell you differently, especially if you are young. You have your whole life ahead of you to live. Yet death is not only for old people. We are told these words. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. You've seen and heard this year, many young people have gone into eternity. But look at what it says in Ecclesiastes 12. I know this is one of Brother Maurice's favorite scriptures. Oh, the ending is of this scripture. But this says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. To our young people this afternoon, the greatest choice you can make as a young person is to give your heart and soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it will save you many unnecessary burdens. The longer you go without Jesus, the less your chances become of becoming a child of God in the day and time in which we are living right now. Oh, serve God while you still have plenty of time, while you still have plenty of energy. Don't burn your candle for the devil and end up, as Job said in Job 20, verse 11, with your bones being full of the sin of your youth, which shall lay down with you in the dust. Make your choice for Jesus while there is time. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Yes. Ezekiel 18, verse 23 says these words. I thank God that he left it on record for us. He says there in verse 23, he said, have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? See, God takes no pleasure in the wicked dying, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live. God is not taking pleasure in it. Oh, my. Look at what he said in verse 31. You can read the rest of it in your leisure. He said, cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourself and live you. God has no pleasure in anyone that dies in sin. My. Why? Because he sent his son to die for our sins so that we would have a right to the tree of life. Don't ignore God's call. Will you come to Jesus? You see, we are living in a time where we are overrun with deception. The devil is doing all he can to keep you from coming to God. It is his job to keep unbelievers in spiritual darkness. He tries to hinder the gospel message of God if someone does not understand it. We are told in Matthew, the 13th chapter, these words in verse 19. He says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one. Jesus, this is what Jesus is saying. And saints of God, we've seen this happen. Jesus is saying, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and casteth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. Oh, that's how the enemy does. The enemy will know that you've come to hear the word of God. And then if you don't understand it, the enemy will have you to go away and say, well, I'm confused. No, there's no confusion in God.
He said, in all thy ways acknowledge me, he'll direct your path. He said, in all thy getting, get understanding. If you don't understand, Paul told us in another passage of scripture, consider what I say and the Lord give you understanding. If you don't, we didn't understand what Brother Byron was saying yesterday when he was preaching the word of God during the food pantry service, all we have to do is ask and get understanding. God has understanding in his word. God doesn't want anyone walking around not knowing the truth of God's eternal word. You see, this is what Satan is doing with our young people, and not only them, but he's doing with others. He's presenting to them that this world is a place of prosperity. He's telling them that you have all the time in the world to come to God. You think about it. Right now, we are sitting at the seventh month of the year and the 24th day. If the Lord allows us to see, Lord willing, next Sunday, we will have gone through the whole month of July. And it feels like we just started the month of July. We've already 7 months through this year already. That's what's happening right now. Time is flying by right now. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, we still have a lot of time. You know, how do we know God? No one knows when the Son of Man is coming back. But God has given us time right now to turn our lives over to Almighty God and to turn away from sin. Also, one of Satan's deceptive tactics is to get people to deny that Satan even exists. He seems to be more effective when people do not believe that there is a devil. He'll come around and say, oh, there's no such thing as a devil. That's made up in somebody's mind. If he can get people to doubt his existence, then he can do much of his work without them knowing it. Oh, do you see the devil working right now in our world? When people are either uninformed or misinformed about the existence of the devil, they become like the Sadducees in Jesus' day, who did not believe in angels or spirits. When someone rejects the ideal of Satan's existence, they are an easy target for him, and he can manipulate them. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and look at what it says there. He says in verse 3 of that scripture, he said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. You see, the God of this world is Satan. He has a power. He is blinding the minds of those right now. He's telling folks that there's no God in heaven. He's telling folks that you don't have to believe in certain things. He's blinded the minds of them which believe not. He's telling them, oh, you don't have to live for God, that when you die, you'll come back as a goat, chicken, dog, or a cat or something. There's no such thing as a resurrection or an eternity. Oh, yes, there is. Hell is real. Hell is real. My Bible says so. The word of God says, we'll come back to that scripture, but we're told in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, these words, I believe it. He said, therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Do you believe the word of God and their glory and their multitude and their pomp? And he that rejoices shall descend into it. Hell is real. Amen. There are more folks going into hell than there are that are going to be going into the kingdom of God. He went on to say there, he said, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oh, Jesus has warned us of this day and time. Saints of God, let us heed that warning. The Holy Spirit has me saying it again and again and again. Make sure that we are armored up for this time in which we live right now. Jesus told us in Matthew, the 24th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. And in the 24th verse of that scripture, he said these words. He said, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Oh, my. Saints of God, let us have on the armor. Amen. Let us beware. Talked about this on Wednesday night during Bible study.
Sister Millicent, I believe, is the one who read the scripture there in 2 John 10, where it says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine. See, the doctrine, he said, receive them not. That's what he tells us. Receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. See, the doctrine is the word of God. It is forever settled in heaven. It is not going to change. He told us, if they come unto you and bring it, don't receive them. Oh, praise our God. That means, therefore, if any come unto us, any of us, saints of God, this includes Sister Blake, myself, Brother Byrene, and bring not this doctrine. Oh, you're not to receive. If we come in here bringing something that's not of God, we're not to bring it. If someone comes up and knocks on your door at your home, and they began to talk of stuff that is not in the word of God. You see, everything of God is proven by the word of God. All you have to do is go into the word and begin to read the word of God. And the word of God doesn't have to prove itself because it's forever settled in heaven. Jesus said, before one jot or one tittle of my word shall pass, he said, heaven and earth will pass away. Do you believe Jesus' word? Do you believe what he said? You see, those who reject truth, they've not been given any support, are not to be given any support from God's people. We're not to support what they're doing. We're not to bid them, Godspeed, you be blessed. You go out and you continue to knock on doors. No. Someone knocks at your door and does not rightly divide the word of truth, don't bid them, Godspeed. Don't wish them the best at spreading false teaching. You see, false teaching denies the true identity of who Jesus Christ is. You wish to speak with them to share the good news? God would have you to do so. Let you speak with them the truth of God's eternal word. Because Jesus said in the word of God, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Don't invite them in into your home. Also, Brother Byrene said, don't also invite them into your head, to your heart, to your mind. No, don't let them come in. Guard against that. Guard your heart. Guard your mind against false teaching and false thing. That's why we are told in Proverbs 4:23 to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. See, saints of God, deception is real. We have to be very careful because we can deceive ourselves. Paul warned the Corinthians. He said these words in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He said there in verse 18, praise our God. He said, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. All said in the word of God. He said, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Oh, you can't fool God. Also, Paul said to the believers in Romans, the 12th chapter, some similar words. He said there in the 3rd verse of Romans 12:3, these words. He said, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You might be saying to me, well, Sister Renee, how can I deceive myself? Thinking you can live for God and still hanging on to the world. Hearing the word of God and not being a doer of the word. Glorifying God with your mouth and also cursing your brethren. Believing that you are still a child of God. You see, spiritual deception is all around us, thanks to God. Also, we are living in a time of pridefulness. People are so proud of what they have accomplished in this life that they've forgotten that there is a God in heaven that created everything. It's Satan's job to promote sinful pride, and we're seeing it on every hand. Satan will tempt us to think that we don't need God. He will have us to believe that we can operate independently of the Lord, not obeying his word or seeking him in prayer. Turn with me to Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 17. It said, thine heart was lifted up because of thine beauty. Oh, you self-exalting yourself.
Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. You see, we have to have humility when we're serving Almighty God.
Amen.
We've got to humble ourselves to walk with Almighty God. We're told in Proverbs 16:5, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Also in that same scripture in verse 18, it said, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Let us be careful. We don't get lifted up in ourselves. You see, when you have true salvation, you're not going to exalt yourself. You're not going to lift yourself up. Oh, if we're called upon to sing, we're called upon to pray. If you're called upon to preach or teach or do anything in the body of Christ, let us remember to always give God the glory. It's to God be the glory. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 12, these words. He said there, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Praise our God. Also, Satan sends false teachers who come with a false message. They'll try to deter you and try to get you to go their way, try to get you to think something that's not in the Word of God. But look at what it says there in 2 Corinthians 11:4. It says, for if he that cometh preaches another Jesus. See, these are things that we have to beware of in the time in which we are living right now. For he that cometh preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Then he says over there in 12 through 15 these words, but what I do that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. Oh, they don't want to accept the things of Almighty God, but they'll accept the things of the world. He said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministries also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. See, Satan will use anything and do anything to allure anyone away from God, to draw us away from the devotion to Jesus Christ and from the things of God. Oh, he will use family. He'll use friends. He'll use associates and co-workers. He'll use your career, your education, your entertainment. Oh, brother said it even on yesterday. He was saying how many families or many fathers and mothers are being drawn away because on Sunday morning when they ought to be in church, they're standing out on basketball courts or standing on soccer fields because the world has now moved everything to Sunday morning. And now you have children that ought to be in Sunday school are standing out on basketball courts. See, children are going to soccer games and playing in various things, and they don't know about the love of Jesus Christ. You know, a soccer game, or you know, one injury and playing a sport can last you a lifetime. But I'm saying this because I know that if you come to Jesus Christ, that is a lasting effect on your life. It can change your life. You may think, I'm going to get a big contract and go out here and play football for a big old team, or I may get a soccer contract. That may not come about. We heard earlier on in this year where there was a young man that played up at Ohio State University. He went down there. I can't remember. I think he got a position with the Steelers, and he was down there. He was practicing during their summer camp. Oh, he got killed before he could even go out there in the crowd. You think about all that career that he was looking for, and this is not making fun of it because it's a tragic situation, but what the Holy Spirit is trying to say, don't set your affection on the things on this earth, but set set them up on high. Set them on Jesus Christ. Learn to love the Lord. Learn to love the things of Almighty God. Don't allow the world to have you out there chasing rainbows, so to speak, chasing after all these dreams, and you forget about your only soul. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Do you believe Jesus this afternoon? Amen. Do you believe what he said in his word? Then we've got to come to the word of God. We've got to understand the word of God was left on record for us that we might not fall into the same snares and pitfalls that were falling back in the Old Testament. Many fell because they did not keep their eye on Jesus. Is our eye on the sparrow? Is our eye on the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do we have our affection set on becoming a millionaire or becoming a big rapper, a big star? This is to our young people. Set your eyes on Jesus, and the things of the world will become strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Praise our God. Oh, I found that to be so. When you turn your eyes off the world and turn your eyes on Jesus, you don't have to worry about all these things. You don't have to be chasing after them, spending all your money going after them when you might not even get a contract for some kind of a sport game to play. But oh, you can come to Jesus. It's free. Salvation is for all mankind. Because Jesus Christ opened up the way so that you can come in. You see, Satan's lies are intended to warp our perception of reality and to get us to turn from Almighty God and God's will. But knowing God's word helps us to identify the lies that Satan is trying to bring around and that Satan is trying to feed to our children. You see, true salvation will allow us to apply God's word by faith, which will enable us to resist Satan's attack. Satan wants us to believe that we can mingle with the world, worldly people, without doing any harm to ourselves. But true salvation reminds us what the Bible tells us, to come out from among them and touch not the clean, unclean thing. This is why we are told to resist the devil and he will flee. Do you believe that this afternoon? You see, Satan has power to empower his false prophets to perform miracles in order to deceive mankind. Your Bible students know the story of the children of Israel. When Moses was executing God's plagues upon Egypt, it is recorded that three times the magicians back in Egypt did the same with their secret arts. I asked you in your leisure to read Exodus the 7th chapter and also Exodus the 8th chapter. You see, Moses warned the Israelites who were about to enter the promised land that they should guard themselves against false prophets and dreamers of dreams who arise and give a sign of wonder and then seek to lead them away from God. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul spoke about the coming Antichrist. Look at what he says there in 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. I thank God, as we said, for his word being left on record. We can go in and search the scriptures and know exactly what thus saith the Lord. So we'll know whether Sister Renee is rightly dividing the word of truth. Look at what he says there in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. He said, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. That is what's happening today. Satan is posing a picture to mankind. He's saying to them, well, you don't have to do this to be saved. You don't have to live like this to be saved. You can live this way, and God will step you into the kingdom of God. But all that is not what the word of God says. God has left on record how you've got to come. That's why when Jesus went to Nicodemus by night, you Bible students know it real well. In John, the 3rd chapter, when Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, it says in there he asked Jesus a question, but Jesus knew on his mind, and Jesus answered unto him and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus was saying. He says there in verse 4, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Oh, Jesus came back and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I believe that is specific. That lets us know if you are not born of Almighty God, you are not going to enter into the kingdom of God. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He went on to say, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Praise our God. Amen. Salvation comes because you are born again, born into the family of God. You don't join into the family of God. You are born into God's family. You see, true salvation will have us to know God's word and to have us to live by it, guard ourselves against the deceiving powers of false miracle workers. You see, Satan will have us to believe that we don't have to fellowship one with another. We are self-sufficient. But true salvation will let you know that God doesn't want us to be isolated from our belief, other believers. He doesn't want us to be isolated from our brothers and sisters in Christ. When we cut ourselves off from others, our spiritual lives are weaker and we're incomplete. We need the understanding that comes from the preaching and teaching of God's word, as well as the love and fellowship that grows from fellowship and one with another. Not only does fellowshipping with each other help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, God also wants us to serve him as a body of Christ. The Bible tells us these words in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and verse 24. He said, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. See, this is what fellowshipping does. This is what coming together does. It helps us to provoke unto love one another, to provoke unto love and to good work. Then he went on to say, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Oh, if we're not here, we can't exhort each other. He said, exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day. Do we not see the day approaching? Do we not see that Jesus is coming back? Do we not see all the signs of the times that are pointing that Jesus is going to come back? All sooner than what we think? No, this is not predicting anything because we cannot. Because the Bible tells us no one knows but God the Father. But oh, he tells us when we see these things happening, know that the end is near, that your redemption draweth nigh. Also, we're told in Colossians 2. He wants us to be knitted together. Look at what he says there in verse 2. He said that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Oh, you see, love is a big part of true salvation. Because love, Jesus said, it shows that we are his disciples. Well, what are you saying, Sister Renee? Turn to John, the 13th chapter. Look at what it says there in the word of God. Starting with verse 34. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And then he went on to say, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Oh, thanks of God. I know there are those who believe that they don't need to be in church to feel close to God. But when one has true salvation, they'll be glad, as the psalmist said, when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Glad to come to the house of God. You see, being in the house of God is a huge part of our faith journey. How many believe that? And our growth as a believer. Regularly a gathering with the brethren allows us to worship God, to let the fire of the Holy Spirit work through us. I can remember when we were away the one Sunday, because I had to go attend my aunt's funeral in Texas. I mean, although we were listening in to the broadcast, listening in to hear Sister Blake preach the word of God, just didn't feel, you know, that knit together with the saints of God. You were a part, but you just felt that you were not a part, you know, in some way. You just felt that you were there listening online. And I shared with Sister Melita, and no offense whatsoever, but I said, I don't like being on the broadcast. I like being in the service. Praise our God. I like being able to be in the service, to hear the word, because, you know, I want to know, I want to be a part of the family of God. See, God wants us to be here. He wants us to join with others in his name. Jesus tells us in Matthew, the 18th chapter, turn with me there for a moment, these words. Look at what he says there in verse 19 of that scripture reading, Matthew 18. He said, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching of anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. My. For where two or three, see, Jesus didn't need a crowd. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Well, I know we had to have, during the height of the pandemic, we had to have Zoom and all these various things because they didn't want us gathering and having over 10 people in a gathering. And I can remember the one Sunday, Sister Kiva, she called and she said, Sister Renee, she said, I know we can't gather in the house of God. I know there's only going to be a few there, the people running the media, and you and Sister, but can I come? I just need to be in the house of God. I just need to be able to sit in the pews, and I'll sit back and, I, you know, have on my mask and everything. And I told her, come on, come on. You see, there's something about being in God's house on the Lord's day. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. Something about being here with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh, the devil will get you to believe that you don't have to be here, that you don't have to be here in the house of God, but you do need to be in the house of God with your brothers and sisters. That's how he works on the mind, saints of God. The devil won't physically eat us, but he wants to destroy our walk with Almighty God. He has a strategic plan, strategic tricks that he uses to ensure that we don't become all that God wants you and I to be. Let us beware. This is why the Bible warns us to be watchful. We are told in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, I know we know it well. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, see, our adversary is not our friend. The devil is not our friend. He said, the devil, as a lion, walketh about seeking. Oh, that means he is searching out. That word seeking means he is searching out souls. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, we are also told in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, verse 9, these words. Look at what he says there. He says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy mind all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Oh, you understand. See, the enemy will try to get us to forget what God has done for us. You know, there are times that we may be going through something. There are times that something may be happening, and then the enemy will begin to war in your mind, and he'll begin to talk to you and try to tell you, well, you know, the saints don't love you. You see, somebody hasn't called you in the last 3 hours, or something. Somebody hasn't visited you. You didn't get as many cards as Sister So-and-so did. Oh, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Diligently means be careful attention to our soul, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest you forget what God has done for you. God has daily loaded us with benefits. How many know what I'm talking about? Each and every day, as brother said on yesterday, it's by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. Great is his faithfulness to us. Oh, every day God has been faithful to us. God has given to you and I. He has blessed us richly. Have you been blessed richly by Almighty God? Well, then tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about how good God has been to you. Don't allow the devil, when we get into situations, we began to complain louder than the world and began to doubt Almighty God. No, stand still and know that God is still blessing you. God is still bringing you through. It's just a situation that you have to go through at that point in time, but our God is able to bring you through that situation. How many have been there and know what I'm talking about? That God can bring you through, and when you come through, God will give you a testimony. He'll give you a testimony so large and so big that it'll take a long time for you to be able to tell it. Am I saying it right, Brother Byron? Because every time God brings it back to you, he reminds you of what he brought you through and how God has blessed you, not only you, but also others in our congregation, how God has blessed us and allowed us to be able to get up and to tell others about what Jesus has done for us. Oh, do you have a testimony to share of how good God has been to you? Oh, don't forget it when the enemy tries to come in and get in your mind. See, the enemy of our soul, the Bible describes, is not a physical enemy, but a spirit that has a specific agenda to make life hard for us, make life hard for those who love Jesus. We are told in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse 12, these words. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." You see, the war isn't against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor." Do you have on the whole armor? Do you have every piece on with prayer? Are you standing? Or did you forget a piece of your armor? He said that you may be able to withstand in the evil. Are we in the evil days right now? He said, having done all to stand. See, saints of God, we've got to be immovable. We can't move when things happen. We've got to stand still and see the salvation of God. See the Lord work through that situation. See the Lord deliver you and I through it, because our God is able to deliver us through every situation that comes upon us. He went on to say there, stand therefore having your loins girt about with what? Truth. He didn't say to have untruth, but have truth. Your loins girt about with truth. Having on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. Oh, righteousness is so important in our lives. Oh, and you'll hear people say, well, we don't have to be righteous. We don't have to. Oh, yes, we do. He went and said, had your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Have enough word in you that you're able to stand on that word when the enemy comes in and he begins to press sore against you. Stand on God's word. Commit it all to Almighty God. Don't be like Asaph in Psalm 73, where he said, my feet almost slipped when he looked at the prosperity of the wicked, when he turned his eyes off of Jesus and turned his eyes onto the prosperity of the wicked. He said his feet almost slipped. Saints of God, we don't want to almost slip in this day and time, but we want to be standing firm on the word of God and knowing that God's word is going to carry us through no matter what comes our way, no matter if we may not be able to put a full tank of gas in the car. God may give us a third or not give us a fourth tank of gas. Ride on that fourth tank of gas and give God the glory and the honor that you are able to buy a quarter tank of gas. If you may not have all the money in your bank account and you may just have $50, thank God you still have $50. And praise God, if something comes up and you may have to go in there and use part of that 50 and give 25, thank God you still have 25 left. That's how God works in our lives. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I can't afford to have an air conditioner. Well, if you can't afford to have it, you might have to turn on your fan or turn on your ceiling fan. I can't afford to have this. Oh, give praise to Almighty God. You may not be able to eat Angus black steak, but you might be able to eat some pork and beans. Pull them out and allow God to feed you off of the pork and beans. Give God the glory because it's due unto God's name. David said in the Psalms, and we've quoted it many times before, I was once young, I'm now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. How many can say amen to that? Because Jesus told us in the word of God, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. God will add everything that we need. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Has God supplied your need? Oh, you may say, Sister Renee, I can't see it right now, but I say to you, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise his name this Amen. Afternoon. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise our God. My God is able.
He's
able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. Praise our God.
Praise
our God. Oh, the enemy of our soul would try to get us to doubt our God. But don't doubt God. That's a trick of the enemy. He tried to get us off guard, saints. He tried to get us to turn around and try to turn on our God. But don't turn on God. Continue to run on. When things may look a little gleam, when things may not look a little good for you, keep trusting in Almighty God. Keep your faith in God, because our God is able to bring you through. Praise our God. Praise our God. You got to know the Spirit of God. Because we're living in a time right now in a world where we're seeing Satan is rearing his ugly head every day of the week. We can no longer deem things to be true by what they appear, but we've got to measure everything up against the word of God. The Bible says in Isaiah 28, verse 13, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And also over in verse 28 of that same scripture, it says, give ye ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. Oh, praise our God. Our God is able, saints of God. He's able to bring us through. He's able to keep us. He's able to help us even in these times in which we live right now. I know it's a scary time right now. Oh, it's scary. And we look, hear all the things that are going on when you can't even trust our government all the way down. There was a time you thought you can trust the government and various one in positions. You can't even trust the government. We can trust Jesus. We can trust Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We can lean on Almighty God. We can know that we love a Lord that is able to bring us through any situation. The word of God tells us in John 4, verse 24, this is what we have. Ask God for discernment. He says there in John 4, 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, true salvation is the only kind of worship that can reach Almighty God. Now that you and I are saved, we ought to want to do the will of God from our heart. Than in trying to gratify this old flesh that we're living in. Spiritual worship comes from the spirit of man, and it extends to Almighty God. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, there are all kinds of things that are going on. Yes, but look at what 1 John 4 tells us. He says in that word of God in that first verse, he said, beloved, believe not every spirit. He said, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. If someone doesn't bring you the word of God as it is in the Bible, be careful. He said, many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Do you know the spirit of God? Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. See, that's the reason why he had to come in the flesh. He had to be made man so that he could suffer the things that he had to suffer to redeem you and I back to Almighty God. He said, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Is it here today? Amen. I believe when we test the spirits, it's not of God. Turn away from it. Don't allow that spirit to get on you. This is why you need to ask God for discernment. Ask God for the gift of discernment, and God will give it to you. You might be saying, Sister Renee, how do I receive this gift? Pray and ask God. Ask God for wisdom. James said, God giveth to all men liberally. You see, discernment helps us to know good from evil. It helps us to know the difference between light from darkness and truth from lies. Discernment guards us against deception. The enemy of our soul is famous for deception. The devil uses deception to twist the truth and try and steal your blessings. But when we know what's truth, we can effectively address the spirit that is coming in and trying to get us to change or trying to get us to see something different. You see, truth gives us the upper hand against the devil. I may have found that to be so. I remember one Wednesday night, I believe it was, brother talked about truth. He talked about knowing what was true. See, we got to know what's true and what's false. Because Jesus says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. That's what it tells us in the Bible. That's in John 17:17. If you want to read it, go over there and read Jesus' last words before he went to be crucified on the cross and what he was saying to his Father. He told his Father to glorify him. He told his Father various things to help you and I in this life so that we may be able to live in this life. He didn't take us out of this world, but he left us here so that we may be able to do the will of Almighty God. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. That's what he prayed for you and I. Praise our God. He wanted us to be kept from the evil. Praise our God. I asked you in your leisure to read 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. We're going to bring this message to a close, and if the Lord wills, we can continue on with this subject matter. If it's next Lord's Day or at a later time, however the Lord leads. But in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, you remember the story, saints of God, of King Solomon, how he requested wisdom from God to rightly to judge the people. He was ordained to govern. And in his prayer, he asked the Lord for discernment. Look at verse 9. Just for a moment here, and we'll close out. He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. But before that, let's go back up to verse 5. He said, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him his great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. See, he humbled himself before God as a little child. He came before Almighty God. That's the humility God wants all of us to have when we come before the throne of God. He said, I know not how to go out or come in. See, when you go to God that way and you let God know that I need your direction, I need you to tell me which way to go, Lord God. Some may say, well, that's a sign of weakness. No, it's not. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Acknowledge God. Let God know, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to pay this. I don't know how to do this, and God will direct your path. He said, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Then look what he said. He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And look at what he said, and the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And verse 11 said, and God said unto him, because thou hast not has asked this thing, meaning he asked for wisdom, and has not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself. See, people come before God, Lord, can you make me rich? Lord, I need more money. I need more this. But see, Solomon went to God and asked God for wisdom. That's what God wants you and I to have. We need wisdom in this day and time to be able to fight off the enemy of our soul. He said, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and has not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself, nor has asked the life of thine enemy. So don't go in and pray to God, Lord, my enemy is getting on my nerves. Will you take their life? No, we don't do that. Pray for them. Pray for them. Hold them up before Almighty God. He said, nor has asked the life of thy enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. He said, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. Isn't that what you want to say? So that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. He said, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not. Maybe we need to change our prayers, saints of God. Because look at what he said. He said, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. See, he didn't ask for the riches. He said, but God gave them to him anyway. He said, I gave you what you did not ask for. He said, not ask both riches and honor, so that there shall be not any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, look at what he told Solomon. And we'll close on this part here. And he's saying it to you and I today. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, he said, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. Oh, praise our God. If we walk in God's way, amen, we'll know that we're walking according to God's word in true salvation. God bless you, my
praise our God.
Praise,
praise
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for his word. Amen. Will we walk in his ways?
Praise our God.
My Lord.
Praise our God.
Amen. That's the only way we're going to be pleasing in his sight, if we're walking in his way, if we're walking in his word, if we're walking in the light as he shines it on our pathway. Amen. Not seeking our own way, but seeking his way only. True salvation. Amen. Amen. And if there's a true, if true is a modifier for salvation in our message, that must mean that there's a false, where people are deceived and think that they have what God is requiring, but they have not even looked into his word to see what it is that God requires of their life. They haven't even looked at the word. They've just gone on their own way, and that's a false. People talk about having a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. That is a false sense that will let them down. My God, my God, true salvation. Amen. It's the only kind of salvation to have.
Amen.
Anything else is a sham. People will have to pay the price for being deceived.
Amen.
You seek that which is above. Amen. In truth. Shall we stand? Thank God for his word today. We don't want to give any heed to false messages, but only to the truth, according to the word of God. And we can know whether we're being told the truth or not, because does it line up with God's word? Amen. We have heard the truth this day. Amen. Sister Millicent, what shall we sing? Shall we look in our worship the Lord to number 399? Amen. That's the red hymnal. Amen. Amen. Number 399 in the red hymnal. Amen. Number 399. Thank you, Sister India. Will you come? Amen. Will you come to Jesus? We're told, I believe, in one
in one passage in the New Testament that Jesus, when he had disciples around him, because there were those who had started out following him, and then they had left, they turned back. And Jesus asked his disciples, will you go away also? I believe Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Lord, you have the words of life. So Jesus' plea is not that we would go, but that we would come. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So the Lord is pleading, will you come? Shall we sing number 399?
Will you come to Jesus? He is holy. Will you come to him without delay? He is full of love, so kind and gracious. He will surely save your soul today. Will you come to him? The Lord of all, will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus full of mercy? Will you give him time and will you not prepare to reign in glory? Sinner, to your precious soul be true. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him and mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall, will you come to Jesus? Do not grieve him. He has paid the ransom for your soul. Tarry then no longer, just receive him. And in mercy he will make you whole. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall?
Will you come to him? He's full of mercy. Brother Byron talked about the mercy of the Lord. He is full of mercy. Will you give him your time? Will you give him time and talent? Will you not prepare to reign in glory? There has to be preparation made now. If we want to spend eternity with the Lord, we've got to make preparations now. This is not going to be on Judgment Day, a spur of the moment. Oh, well, I guess I've lived all my life in sin, but I guess now I'm going to make a turn. No, that preparation must be made in this life. We have to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world to be prepared to reign with the Lord in glory. And that's a sinner to your precious soul. Be true. Amen. Salvation, true salvation will keep your soul, will rescue you from eternal death and will keep your soul. Amen. There are people who make preparations for everything else in this life. Mm-hmm. They lay out the clothes. They get their hair done. They get everything. They'll get their car cleaned in to get their car detailed if they're going someplace that they think is important. Isn't it important to prepare to reign in glory with the Lord? Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I've gone to prepare a place for you. So if the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is making preparation and has prepared a place in glory,
for us. Shouldn't we prepare?
Amen.
Here? Shouldn't we prepare with our lives? Shouldn't there be changes made in our life if we're not obeying the word of God, if we're not living according to what God's word calls for, according to the word that was preached? Shouldn't we be making preparations if the Lord Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a place for us?
Amen.
And yet people don't want to take the time. They don't want to be bothered. They're too busy doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Will you not prepare now to reign in glory? Be true to your own soul. If you don't know the Lord, won't you come to Jesus? He said, will you come to Jesus? Do not grieve him. To think that that same Lord Jesus who hung on a cross and died for our sins, took the punishment, paid the price that we couldn't pay for our own soul. He was the only perfect sacrifice. He paid the price to redeem us from sin. He paid that ransom.
It
says, tarry then no longer. Don't wait. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen. Don't wait. Don't tarry. Tomorrow's not promised if you don't know the Lord. So tarry then no longer. Just receive him. Just in faith, just in simple faith, take the Lord, believe on his sacrifice, believe that his blood is able to atone for sin. It says, and in mercy, again, there's that mercy. In mercy, he'll make you whole. You don't have to remain broken, but he'll make you whole. Will you come to Jesus? Praise
Amen.
Our God. Amen. Amen. Is there one? Is there one who will come? Amen. Praise our God. Is there one who will say, pray for me? Just remember me in prayer. Amen. Amen. I want to make my calling and election sure in the Lord. Amen. I don't want to come to the last day and the Lord said, you obeyed me. You were all right in every point except this one. Because that one will keep thee out of the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. If we obey him at all points, but are guilty in one place, and we're guilty of the whole, and the Lord will not receive us. The Lord wants us to be blameless in him. I want to be blameless. Is there one? Is there another? Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Will you come to Jesus? Time is flying. Do not wait a moment. Come just now. Many souls in sin each day are dying. Come and at his feet repent now. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus? He is calling. Will you come to him without delay? He is full of love, so kind and gracious. He will surely save your soul today. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. All we have to do is come.
Amen.
And in mercy, he will make you whole. Praise God. I thank God. God is, always keeps his promises. Amen. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for the message. We prayed before the message that God would bless and anoint, that Pastor Jenkins would be able to preach in the power of the Spirit, and God has answered our prayer. And so we're going to thank God for the message. We'll remember each of the hands that were raised. Amen. Knowing it, God is able to meet us at our need, and he's able to supply that need. We look to the Lord and be agreed in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this word, dear Father, that you have given to us this day. Lord, we know that your word is truth, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for giving it to us. And we realize, dear Father, Lord, that you have highly favored us, dear God, to receive, dear God, the truth of your word this day. We thank you, dear God, for touching Pastor Jenkins, dear God, and allowing her, dear God, to preach in the power of your Holy Spirit, dear God. Lord, with power, Lord, that we might receive, Lord, truth from you, dear God, from your heart, dear Father, Lord, given to us. Lord, you knew, dear God, what each soul that's present, Lord, stood in need of. And Lord, you have sent, Lord, the truth of your word, dear God, to minister to us. Lord, that we might be fed, dear God, through your word. Lord, that we might be strengthened. Lord, that your truth of your word might be revealed to us, dear God. And Lord, we give you glory and praise, dear God, for what our hearts have heard this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, what we stand in need of. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to give us understanding of your word, dear God. Lord, and Lord, help us, dear God, to stand on it, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that your word, dear God, is the solid rock, dear God, on which we must stand, dear God, in order to overcome the enemy of our soul. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, any souls, dear God, Lord, who heard this word, Lord, and have not surrendered to you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that they would, Lord, consider your word, and Lord, that your spirit would give them understanding. Help them, dear God, to see, Lord, themselves in your word, Lord, and to see, Lord, whether they're measuring to all of your word, dear God. And Lord, if they are not, Father, we pray, dear God, that they would be honest, dear God, with themselves, Lord, and with you, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you know the thoughts and intents of each heart. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that they would surrender to you, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you love them, dear God, and it's not your will, Lord, that they be lost. Father, it's not your will, Lord, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would continue, dear God, to preach, Lord, to hearts and souls, Lord, who don't know you, who have not surrendered to you, dear God, in the pardon of their sins, dear God. Lord, even, Lord, though the message has ended, dear God, and Father, shortly, dear God, we will dismiss from this service. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that your spirit is able to continue to preach to their hearts and souls and minds. For many of us, dear God, who are saved today, dear God, Lord, know, Lord, that your spirit continued to talk to our hearts and minds, Lord, even when we were not in the church building. Even when we were in our homes or in our cars or on our jobs, or your spirit continued to bring your word back to our remembrance and continued to preach to us, Lord, and you continued to deal with us. And we know, Lord, that when you continue to strive with us, dear God, even in our spirit, Lord, we know, Lord, that we are highly favored. For we know, Lord, that you have not abandoned us, dear God. But, Lord, you're still talking to our hearts, dear God, that we would surrender to you. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would continue to speak to the hearts and minds, Lord, of those who have not yet surrendered to you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would, Lord, seek you while you may be found, would call upon you while you are near. Lord, that they would come crying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And, Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, that he that cometh to you, Lord, you will in no wise cast out. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, souls this day. Have your way, and we thank you, Lord, once again, Lord, for sending your word and your spirit, Lord, to minister unto our needs, dear God. Lord, that we might be found
doing that which is pleasing and right in your sight.
Praise our God.
Continue to have your way and make us a blessing, dear God. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. You may be seated for a moment. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves with respect to the message? Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Is it Infinity? Amen. She's shy today. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Yes, Sister India. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Yes, Infinity. All right. Well, you just enjoy. Amen. For our announcements, the meditation in the bulletin was from John chapter 16, verses 27 and 28. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Amen. Praise God. We have a card from Sister Edna Saunders in Florida, and she sent this card. And when we get new Sunday School quarterlies, we send them to her as well, so she knows she's studying right along with us. And she also gets one of the Pathways to God devotional booklets, and she already subscribes to the Daily Bread. She says, "I am so grateful for keeping me in your hearts and prayers in these perilous times. We know our Father God's grace is sufficient. I enjoyed the food on June 12, 2022. I think she got the message on that Sunday. Psalm 107:9. My cup, heart, runneth over with the bread of life, Jesus Christ. I still need 3 meals and 2 snacks a day, a foretaste. We are what we eat." She's talking about eating the words of God. "Thank you for the books. I love my family, the Church of God." Revelation 22:21. "He satisfies the thirsty and filled the hungry with good things." Psalms 107:9. Love, Sister Edna Saunders. Amen. We have another card. "A little thoughtfulness can be the greatest blessing of all." Praise God. To my brothers and sisters, thank you for the gourmet gift basket of snacks from Wayne Avenue Church of God for my 96th birthday. I love you all and thank God for blessing me with all of you. Love, Sister Vivian A. Holmes." Amen. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. here at the church. And saints who are working, not able to be here, are also being agreed in prayer. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Ordinance services will be observed next Sunday following morning service. And because of that, choir rehearsal, there will not be choir rehearsal next Sunday. The November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open for donations. And even as Pastor Jenkins was saying, this is the fourth Sunday in July. It won't be too long before we are beginning to get the canned goods and the fixings and so on for the turkey giveaway. So time is going very, very quickly. Amen. So just continue to pray for that as well. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on, and please mute your phones. And we'll continue to pray for that the phones will work and that we won't get static or echoing and that kind of thing, because we need to be able to hear the word. And please pray for Brother Byron Johnson. Happy birthday blessings, Olivia Jenkins, on July the 30th. Amen. That will be this coming Saturday. And she told us in Sunday school she'll be 6 years old. So we thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for blessing Sister Melita for being the bus driver. We were praying for her last week. And so this week we'll lift up Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann. They're scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. And again, our thought for today, not everyone is blessed. I'm going to change it. Not everyone is blessed to grow old. So thank God in the morning for another day to live, and thank him in the evening for getting you through the day. Amen. Amen. And as it says, not everyone is blessed to grow old, and there's old and there's old. And I remember when I was the age of probably Olivia, I would have looked at Sister India or Sister Maria and said, "Oh, they're old." Then I passed their age, and then I would have looked at someone like Sister Lauren Singh. I would say, "Oh, she's old." Then I passed her age, and now I'm at my age. What is it? Three score and ten. Amen. But I'm praying that the Lord will give me four score and more, as Brother Walls used to say. But we have saints here who are more. A lot more. And we thank God. We received a thank you card from Sister Holm. And we thank God on last Wednesday. She celebrated her 96th birthday. And she is here today. And I'm going to go get her so she can bring up her birthday offering. We'll bring her up. She can give her birthday offering, and then she can give her testimony. Before I do that, though, I do want to, and we acknowledged our visitors prior to the message. So we want to give you an opportunity. Thank you, Sister Jenkins. We want to give you an opportunity to express yourself if you would like to. And again,
Ms. Nyla Holloway, and Mrs. Tanya Holloway. And we, again, we're just so happy to have you. And if you would like to express yourself, we'd be happy to hear from you. Amen. Thank you. We're so glad to have you. Amen. Amen. Did she speak for both of you? Okay. All right. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're just so glad that you're here. Amen. And just feel free to any time that you want to come back, we'll be the welcome mat is always out.
Morning, that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That has helped me. I came to the Church of God about 55 years ago. My neighbor, she's passed now, and her name is Sister Wakefall, said, well, she saw me sitting on the porch, and I was trying, since I was married, to go where my husband was going. But I thought, when they put you in the box, is they going to put your husband in there? No, you got to give an account for yourself. And when I saw seeking the Lord, I said, that's what I will do. And she said she came with the Church of God. So we went by me living next door to her. She said, I will take you in my car. And I was glad of that because I was having problems. But she did, and from that day to this, even though she's passed, I thank her for letting me seek the Lord and has brought me this far. Not only was I, after I took care of myself, I have children who are doing the same thing. They are taking care of me now. I'm not able to do that. My daughter brought me here this morning, and she will come back. The other one, they all know their responsibilities. So I thank the Lord that he has given me children that follow me. I knew I had gone away from this area, from the earth, one of these days, and I want to be with the Lord. I thank the saints for their prayers and for the message our pastor brings, and they're keeping me right in line when it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that's where I want to stay. I want the saints to continue to remember me in their prayers. And I thank the Lord for allowing me to come this morning. And let me say a few words. I have the offering here, my birthday offering, and I thank you. Okay. Thank you. And that's all I have to do. Keep me in your prayers. And I know that I will see the Lord one of these days.
Praise God. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to your home. God bless and keep you.
The hostess said, she said, I'm not much of a speaker. Sounded good to me. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. If all minds are clear.
Yes.
Deborah K. Allen. Yes, amen. Her birthday's tomorrow. Amen. Amen. 3 pounds, 7. Amen. Praise God. We will. Well, if you would wish her a happy birthday for us, then we can. Maybe we'll get her. We'll maybe get an address. We can get a card in the mail to her. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Regina. Shall we stand? Amen. Brother Levesta, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God.